Samoa's government has declared a measles epidemic. It says 7 cases have been confirmed and the death of a 1-year-old last week is also likely to be because of measles. The Health Ministry says it anticipates more cases and is urging people to get vaccinated in clinics across the country. A vaccinologist at Auckland University, Helen Patousis-Harris, says a measles outbreak in Samoa was basically inevitable. She says Samoa has an immunisation rate as low as 31%, which may have dropped further because of a lengthy pause in the vaccination program last year. Dr. Patousis-Harris told Jamie Tahana about her initial reaction to the outbreak.
Oh, disappointment. A disappointment that this has happened. This has been a fear that we've had, given both the very low immunisation coverage in Samoa and the epidemic that New Zealand has been experiencing. It's really been a matter of time before, unfortunately, the disease was introduced into the Samoan community.
Vaccination rates, they're at about 30%, aren't they, and fallen in the past 10 years or so.
They will have suffered as a result of the events last year, where, of course, they had the disaster with 2 infants died, and their immunisation programme was halted for quite some months. And, of course, people have lost a lot of confidence as well. So the uptake was not that good, and I think now it's probably a little worse.
How likely is it that it's come from the outbreak we've got in Auckland at the moment?
What I understand is that there have been some cases there that have been directly linked to cases in New Zealand.
Since this outbreak in Auckland started, it's been quite a concern of Pacific governments, hasn't it? So how vulnerable are they?
Well, any community, even a community here that has low levels of immunity to measles, are vulnerable when measles is walking around. And, of course, our biggest outbreak has been in the South Auckland area, where we've got a lot of people from the Pacific, and I guess there's also a lot of people visiting from that area. So the chances of the disease being imported into Samoa was very high.
And so what does Samoa have to do now, I guess? They've got it now and it spreads like wildfire. What's the best method of action?
Well, there's the basic sort of infection control measures and contacting people who've come into contact with those cases. That's a very big job. Making sure that those people who've been in contact are immune. Making sure people who have not been immune are quarantined. Or isolated, that don't go out in the community for a couple of weeks. So there's those measures which are really important. And then there is the need to vaccinate, and they've got very, very low coverage. So in order to stop the transmission of this disease, you actually need about 95% of your community immune to stop the disease from being transferred from one person to another. They have nowhere near that level of immunity in their community. So a mass immunisation campaign will be a vital component of trying to control this, I should imagine.
That's Auckland University's Helen Patousis-Harris.